Brooklands Radio Surrey News Review for Friday the 12th of May. A look at the week's local news in Surrey. I'm Graham Laycock, and with me at the Surrey Advertiser News Desk is journalist Charlotte Talbot to discuss this week's local news stories. And look at this week's headlines first of all. Landowners due in court after woodland clear. There's a new look for lacklustre site as pop-up prepares to reopen. And St Peter's Hospital leads A&E waiting times. All these stories and more as I'm joined by Charlotte now. Good afternoon.
Hi, Graham.
How are you doing today?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
Good. Well, shall we start with this story about landowners due in court?
Yeah, lots of activity down in Hardwick Lane in Chertsey over the last couple of weeks. This court hearing is due to be held today, actually, at the High Court, after an area of woodland was cleared on the Greenbelt site in Chertsey. An interim order had been put in place after work at 1.3-acre Adas Farm in Hardwick Lane. During the last bank holiday, it was when trees and vegetation were apparently removed from the site and buildings put up. Pits dug and septic tanks installed, according to Runnymede Borough Council. Now, this interim injunction was obtained by the authority at the High Court last Friday to prevent any further development, and the case is due back to the same court today when the landowners will be able to respond to the council's claim. Now, since the interim order was made, police and council officers have visited the lands to make inquiries ahead of this court hearing today. So there's been, as I say, quite a lot of activity going on down at the site, and a lot of people have been in touch saying they've kind of seen lots of activity down there. So it's been quite an emotive one for our readers this week.
Right, yes, indeed. And, yeah, it's sad to see such woodland go, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, obviously, it's private land. Someone's bought the site and kind of moved onto it, and reports say that more than 37 caravans have actually since moved onto the site. So it's obviously it's the issue over clearing kind of green belt land and doing things on there without permission that's been looked into.
Indeed. Well, I'm sure you'll be following that story.
We will indeed.
Now, there's a new look for lacklustre site as pop-up prepares to reopen.
Yeah, moving over to Guildford now, and this is the Borough Council, which has brushed off complaints by town centre shoppers who say they were horrified by the appearance of December's pop-up village and have opted to make it a more permanent feature. Now, they sent over some information to our news desk this week, announcing the village, which is between the Friary Shopping Precinct and Guildford High Street, will open on a more permanent footing next month. The local authority said the new open-air shopping area, which is made up of 30 20-foot containers when it opened 5 months ago, would lose its pop-up nature after feedback from visitors. The village, where basically lots of shops opened in there, it attracted a lot of attention last year, and people did comment to say that it had a kind of total lack of atmosphere and appearance, which was obviously not what the council was aiming for with this pop-up village, so they're kind of giving it another go in a slightly different form, and say that the new look facility will be bigger and better than before. So we'll obviously be watching this one as well and seeing what it's like when it opens next month.
Yes, I mean, that area of Guildford is pretty sort of run down. I know it's sort of ripe for redevelopment, but in the meantime, if they can put something there that's actually attractive.
Yeah, exactly. And the idea of it was obviously a good one, having that to fill that space. Like you said, it needs looking at anyway. So as a kind of more temporary feature, it was a great idea. There's been kind of pop-up, similar pop-up ventures happening kind of in Croydon and Shoreditch as well in London. Obviously, they're quite different areas. So they say that they've kind of looked at what went wrong last time and they're trying to improve on that now.
Right, okay. Now, a teen wedged in boulders dies in the Thames.
Really sad story this week. An inquest into the death of a man whose body was found wedged between two boulders in the River Thames has been opened and adjourned. Surrey Police has confirmed the man who went missing on Sunday, May the 7th, was 19 years old and from Hounslow. Now, he was last seen in the water between Runnymede Pleasure Grounds and Bellweir Lock around 2 p.m. on Sunday, when a major emergency service operation launched to try and find him. That section of the river was kind of closed off on both the water and the pathway. People were told to not come anywhere near while they embarked on this search. And we've spoken to team members from Specialist Group International, which is a dive team who carry out these operations separate from the fire and police departments. They're a private company, but they get called out when incidents of this nature. So we were lucky enough to speak to some of their members this week who talked us through what a search of this type entails and what they have to look for when they're out there. So it's a really interesting story that's on the front of our Runnymede and Spellfawn edition this week.
Right, yes, a tragic story indeed.
It is.
Now, St Peter's Hospital leads A&E waiting times.
It does indeed. Patients attending the accident and emergency department at St Peter's are apparently most likely in Surrey to face at least 12-hour waits, some provisional figures have revealed. So in the last 11 months, from April last year to February, 3,185 A&E visits to the hospital had a wait of 12 hours or more. And that accounts for 3.5% of the Trust's A&E patients in that period and equates to 1 in 28 visits, according to the figures from NHS Digital, which were analysed by our data journalism unit this week. So in comparison, rural Surrey in Guildford, they recorded 671 patients waiting 12 hours or longer at its A&E department, which equates to a lower figure of 1.1% of all visits, or 1 in 94, which is still obviously...
Yeah, trouble is if it's new, it matters, doesn't
exactly.
it?
It's yeah, exactly.
It is difficult.
Yeah, and we've got details of trusts and hospitals across the county, but looking specifically at rural Surrey and Ashton and St Peter's, both hospitals have seen a rise since last year. In rural Surrey's case, it's actually got a rise of 48.5% from 452 last year. And Ashton and St Peter's, or St Peter's specifically, as that's where the A&E is, they've seen a rise of 8% from last year. So obviously still some quite big numbers going on.
Right, and is the overall number of people attending A&E going up dramatically? Is that what's causing it?
It is, but obviously, percentage-wise, it seems to be increasing as well.
Yes,
so,
yeah.
I still need some looking into. Just to note also, the figures that have been put out at this stage are provisional, so may be subject to change, but whether we're expecting a huge difference is another thing.
Right, okay. And excitement at new home for hospice, yes, working in Sandbury Hospice.
Nice, happy story to finish on this week. Yeah, this is the new hospice over in Goldsworth Park in Woking. Obviously, Sandbury Hospice, which was based at Weybridge Hospital, has closed now, with staff and patients moving over to the Hillview Road Hospice for the time being. So this new hospice in Goldsworth Park, obviously building work's been going on for several months now. I was lucky enough to go and have a look around earlier this week and see what it's looking like. And the last time I went was before Christmas, and it was very much still a building site, so it was great to see the hospice in a better kind of light, and you can really see it all coming together now. And they're really at the stage where their staff are starting to kind of move in, and they're hoping patients will all come over by the end of the month. So obviously,
not long
very
away,
close to completion.
Yeah, so most of all the fittings and things are in now, are they? Just
yeah,
about?
Exactly. Yeah, had a look around. A lot of the bedrooms, ensuite bedrooms, which are amazing. Lovely kind of decoration as well to make people feel more at home. Obviously, the nature of people being in the hospice, it's nice to not have such a kind of clinical look to it. But when we were down there, the lady from the hospice was obviously explaining it's such so nice for the staff to have a bit more room, because obviously this is purpose-built. They're obviously going to have a better, certainly Sandbeer in particular, was very small. They didn't have a lot of room to kind of move around in, so they're all really looking forward to moving over there.
Good. I know there's good facilities as well for relations and friends as well, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. There's a big cafe as you go in, which I'm told that you can visit. Well, once it's open, you'll be able to visit even if you're not going further into the hospice. But also there's lots of, there's two family rooms, which are specifically for families who are visiting their loved ones, and so it's a bit more private in there, but it's got a fully kitted out kitchen and television, just for people wanting to kind of obviously catch a few moments away on their own but not have to go too far from their loved ones.
Right, lovely. Well, thank you very much for that. It's an exciting development and a lot of hard work to get there. Well, Charlotte, thank you so much for taking
Thanks
us through the
much.
Headlines this week. Of course, we can get more from the paper as well. Thank you very much. Bye-bye
thank
for now.
You.
This has been Brooklyn's Radio News Review with Graham Laycock and from the Surrey Advertiser, Charlotte Tolbert. And you can hear the Surrey News Review every Friday at 1pm and 7pm on Brooklyn's Radio. It's compiled by the Surrey Advertiser, and you can keep up to date at getsurrey.co.uk.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.